It's a great opportunity, and the Salvation Army does so much around the holidays, and it's a great way to get into the holiday mood, too. Talking to Katie Hines, who's the Public Relations Manager for the Salvation Army Metropolitan Chicago. If you've always wanted to give it a try or wondered what it was for, Katie Hines, the Salvation Army's Public Relations Manager, is with us now with all the answers.
The Salvation Army is the largest direct provider of social services in the city of Chicago and in the state of Illinois. So our services range from operating an emergency homeless shelter in the city of Chicago to inpatient and outpatient treatments for substance use disorder, food pantries at our 29 core community centers, after school programs to give kids a safe place to go in those hours after they finish up classes. We have mentoring programs and all sorts of other services that really vary based on the community and the individual needs in each area.
And one of our favorite things, of course, you guys are so diverse and do so many things. For all of our listeners, doesn't matter where they are, there's a good chance there's a Salvation Army location that's within minutes from where they are.
Absolutely. So the Salvation Army is present in some form in every zip code. We have nearly 30 core community centers throughout the Chicago Metropolitan Division, and that includes areas as far west as Rockford and as far east as Merrillville, Indiana. So how someone can figure out where to go, how they can get help, they can go on our website. It's salarmychicago.org, and there's going to be a tab at the top of the page that says location. If you click on that, you can type in your zip code of where you live, and it'll pull up a map and a list of addresses and phone numbers, places that you can go that will specifically be close to your home and have services that you might need. You can also call our office, and that number is 773-725-1100.
Katie Hines is a public relations manager for the Salvation Army Metropolitan Chicago Division. Of course, talking about all the things that they do. And when people think of the Salvation Army, so many people think of your iconic red kettle, and it's getting to that time already. The campaign's getting ready to kick off, so tell us about that.
It is, yes. So we're going to be kicking that off very soon. It kicks off on Friday, November 8th. That's the time you'll start to see those iconic red kettles, the bell ringers out in front of a lot of different retail locations, mainly grocery stores, 1,000 locations here throughout the Chicagoland area. And we are going to be collecting money, collecting donations. This campaign is so critical to what we do here in the Chicago Division because it raises 70% on average of the funds that we get for the entire year. So 70% of our donations come in during this Christmas season, and there'll be the opportunity to put any spare change, cash into the kettles themselves, but there'll also be an option to donate online at our online red kettle. And you can find that by going to salarmychicago.org/kettle. Also, Rebecca, we're really excited. Brand new this year, we're going to be offering the option of making a donation directly from your smartphone. We're rolling out brand new technology at every red kettle across the country that will allow people to tap their phone up right to a sticker or tag and contribute instantly via Apple Pay or Google Pay.
So there's no excuse not to help out, even if it's just a change.
No. Right. All different ways. Right. So many people don't carry cash anymore, right? So there's a way to kind of do it directly from your phone.
And a lot of people worry, where does the money go? And it's nice to know that where you're donating, it actually stays here. So you could potentially be helping your local friends and neighbors who are in need.
Absolutely. That's such an important point. So if you go to a Jewel, say, in Des Plaines, you put some money in the kettle or you tap your phone to that sticker on the kettle, your money is going to stay local. It's going to go to the center that's closest to the area in which you're donating. So we have a core community center location in Des Plaines. It would go to help the neighbors that you have there in Mount Prospect and Elk Grove Village and Rosemont and Des Plaines, literally staying in your community, allowing you to help your neighbors.
Katie Hines is a public relations manager from the Salvation Army Metropolitan Division, talking about Red Kettle season that's starting on November 8th. It's a perfect time for you to see your neighbors and your family, so you could get together as a group and bell ring together.
Yes, and we are looking for volunteer bell ringers. So we have 1,000 bell ringing locations across the area, spanning from Rockford to Northwest Indiana. There are 2-hour shifts that you can sign up for at minimum, but you could stay out there all day if you felt so compelled. It's a great way to get your family together, get a group of friends, maybe a group of coworkers, or for businesses or community organizations to have a philanthropic opportunity to go out and have fun. We'll give you the bells, we'll give you the red aprons, you fly the cheer in the good spirits, and it's something that's, you know, so critical to this entire campaign and to our mission. And one more thing I would say to Rebecca is the impact that one bell ringer can have. On average, one bell ringer standing outside of a kettle for 1 hour raises $30. $30 in that hour, which, to put it into perspective, will fund one night of shelter for one person.
And something that might be kind of fun to do, we've done it here at work before. You're able to let us know how much we raise during whatever time period we're out there. So you can make it a friendly competition, and it's all going to the same place, and it's all for good.
Absolutely. All for good. And how you sign up is go to www.registertoring.com, and on there you can type in the location that you would like to volunteer at. You can pick the day and the time right there.
Remind our listeners one last time where they can find out more about everything we just talked about and more.
Absolutely. So go to cellarmychicago.org. You can find out all of the information about donating, about volunteering, and just looking at the services we provide and where your money will go.
Next on Chicago Connection, more services and opportunities you can get involved with.